Baruch Hu informs Noach about the coming Mabul. So it says, Vatishachay Sa'aretz. She gives all kinds of pshatim what it means. And then the end of the part, Vahinani Mashchisa Mes Ha'aretz. Rashi says, what does it mean? Vahinani Mashchisa Mes Ha'aretz. That even Gimel Tvachim of Oimek HaMachresha Nimoichu V'nitashtashim. An Oimek of three Tvachim of the ground were destroyed. Were also like dissolved, messed up, destroyed. Understand what's this inyan of what do we see? What's this idea of Gimel Tvachim? Not necessarily the Shir of Gimel Tvachim, we're going into that, but the idea that the ground was also miscalculated. The tight shear, I think, is possible. There's a sugya in Sanhedrin, and the sugya the Gemara discusses the Mabul. So on the same Amid, there's two seemingly contradictory statements in the Gemara. One is that the only Adam was Chayte, only the people were Chayte, and the Dara Mabul, the behemoths were not Chayte. That's one shtickle Gemara. And there's another shtickle Gemara that's mavur there that not only was Adam mekalkel maaseyem, that the whole natural order of things in the Teva changed, but all the behemoths were also mekalkel maaseyem. So manafshach, right? How did the two shtim? If they weren't chayte, so then they weren't mekalkel maaseyem. If they were mekalkel maaseyem, they were chayte. Right? How can those two statements peacefully coexist? Zokta Beis Halevi, famous Beis Halevi. We'll just give an Eimek of a Hezbeh for it, but the Beis Halevi says, because the person, what I understand to be the Hezbeh of the Beis Halevi, is like this. A person is, if you look in the Nefesh HaChaim and on others' form, the person was Nivra, the Adam is a micro world. Right, the Adam was Nivra, has the entire world is Nichlal in the Bria of Adam. The entire world is Nichlal in the Bria of Adam. The purpose being, because whatever Adam does affects the world, affects Teva. Whatever the person does, the person is made, the Tachlis HaBriya was to be Malad, this world, that there's a Hevdel between this world and the Efsharus of Ra, and the Hester of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the word of Olam Hazeh, Olam is Losh Nelam, that you can't see it, and Gilui, the Tachlis is to be Megala Kvod Hashem in this world. How does one be God? That means it's not just the person is to be Malad, the whole world, to everything in the world is Atzei HaSodei Yimchal Kavd, everything is Kvod Shemaim. How does one do that? How does a person, through a person's be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs? How does Torah Mitzvahs affect everything? Because the person is Be'etzim, the top of the Bria, and includes everything in the Bria. The person includes all the little pratim in the Bria. So every aspect of the Bria, so if the person is mashchis drachav, right, so then he contaminates the teva of the Bria now has been, just like al tzad ha-toiv, it's brought up, right? So if it's mashchisam, if the Adam is mekalkel maaseyim, if it comes with gezel and arayas, so then that brings a matzav of tum into the world, and it affects the whole world, this ruach of tum. Dr. Beis Halevi says, the behemoths were not chayte. The behemoths were not chayte. But through the kilkel, the people, the power, the kayach of the mensch is so strong, he shaylet on teva that a person who's mekalkel not only affects himself and not only affects mankind, affects the teva b'chlal. Affects the teva b'chlal. Now, a chaylek, the Beis Halevi is masbir. A lot of things with it. There's another same thing. The Medrash says that the behemoths did it, but they weren't forced to do it. No one forced the animals to do it. They did it mirtzayinam. What does that mean? Their teva changed, right? And this became the thing to do for them. How's that happen? Right? How's that happen? The teretz is because the Adam was mekalkel the teva. The person was mekalkel the teva. So the teva, the whole world became a mekulkel dika place. The world became a mekulkel dika place. He's marich there to Beis Halevi. He's masbid. There's a gemara that says that later on, lasid lovei, when a person comes, it's going to be avnei v'kairas beisei me'idim what the person was. the stones and the beams in a person's house will testify as to what this person was. A person, the house signifies what the person really is when he's not on show and coming to contact with others. Wonder what the person really is. How is a stone going to be made? How is a kaira going to be made? The Torah says we don't necessarily see in physical terms what it was, but the Rebbeinu Shalom does see whether it's not noticeable to the eye or it is noticeable to the eye. If a person is Naya Kishura, it's Mala the Kairas Besai and the Avnei Besai to a higher Darga. If a person is Rahman al-Utlan not, and he's Metameit, so that Ruach HaTumah is Nikr to the Rabbeinu Shalom and will be Nikr in the Kairas Besai and the Avnei Besai. You also find the Beis HaLevi says that a Tzaddik is Naitel Schar of a Rasha. It's taking from one and getting from the other. But there it says any Schar that the Rasha gets is because the Tzaddik facilitated it happening by making the Ruach of Kedusha in the island. And the same thing, the reverse also applies. That's Beis HaLevi, very interesting Beis HaLevi Kedai to learn through. If that's true, then I understand very simply how the Eretz comes to be Mekulkul also. Right? A chelik of the Bria of the Adam is even simpler. It was Ofer Min Adama. Right? So the person is Ofer. The person has that. So if the person was Mekalkul Teva, if the person was Mekalkul Maisov, he was Mekalkul Teva. He was Mekalkul everything that comprises him, a chelik of which is the Ofer Min Adama. So the Gimel Tvachim, I'm not talking about why Gimel Tvachim, but you understand the idea that Gimel Tvachim of the Adama would also get destroyed because of the Maisei Adam. What does Arayas have to do with Gimel Tvachim of the ground? Nothing be'etzim. But the person, Basher, he's Shailat on the Bria, and he's comprised of the entire Bria. If he conducts himself in a way that's not, that brings a Ruach of Tumah in the world, so it brings a Ruach of Tumah in the world. That's the Chayr of the Taich of was also machriv, it was machayev to be machriv even three tefachim of the ground, because the ground also became like imbued with this ruach hatum. This ruach hatum. It's yadua. I think they say it from Rabbi Tzila Petterberger, that what do you call it? The nusach was if somebody in Yerushalayim doesn't learn like a mensch, or doesn't daven like a mensch, or whatever. So somebody's Mechal Shabbos in Paris. Somebody's Mechal Shabbos in Paris. The Taich being, because the point of what he's saying is this: that a person brings a, if a person is does what they're supposed to, so it brings a ruach of kedusha in the world. This ruach of kedusha in the world doesn't just affect the next door neighbor who sees you doing it. It brings to the world be'etzem a ruach of kedusha. If a person is not zoyer and things the way he's supposed to, so then it brings a ruach of tumah in the world. So you might think, okay, it didn't affect anybody because nobody around me knows. Nobody around me is doing anything different than they were before. He says, you don't know what's going on. Somebody could be Mechal Shabbos thousands of miles away because of this ruach HaTumah that you put there. It gives a sense of responsibility to realize that, you know, what you're doing is not just a thing that affects just little old you, which is also not a small thing, not a minimal thing. It's something that you're doing something right, you bring your Ruach of Kedusha in the world. You do something wrong, it brings a Ruach of Tumah in the world. And if it's not visibly affecting you, it doesn't mean that it's not affecting somebody. It is, just you don't see it. It is, just you don't see it. The Rav Shach, Zichrono Livracha, brought in this context the Sugi Nivomis Daf Tzadik Zayin. There was a machlekes there about a Gevissa Halach in Hilchah Shabbos between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yaisi. And it was a very, very strong machlekes. And it was such a shver machlekes that the Ramesh involved and angry, and then B'shoi gave a Sefer Torah was Nikra. A Sefer Torah got torn. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said there, T'miya ani, this is Lashon, T'miya ani im lo yiyya beis ha-kneses zu beis ha-vedes kechovah. He says, I'll be shocked if this Beis HaKnesses, this Beis Medrash they're learning now, won't eventually become a Beis HaVedes Kechavim. Why? Just because they're having a Shver Machlekes? The Torah says, there's a Nekuda there, that if a Sefer Torah got torn, that means there's something wrong there. Right? If there's something that happened over here that in this place, a Sefer Torah got torn, it's indicative, it's a siman, it's a siba, it's both, that there's a ruach hatumah, there's something wrong here. There's something so wrong here, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, I'll be shocked if it doesn't become a Beis Avodah Zarah v'kachayah. That's the end of the Chazal. V'kachayah. Now they say, I've heard this a number of times, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov, I think I heard it once from somebody, somebody else also, but it's irrelevant. That if something you hear, if it reaches, let's say a tragedy, you hear about a tragedy, it happened to somebody else, nothing to you. But if you happen to hear about something, if you happen to hear that a tsunami on the other side of the world, that tsunami has something to do with you. There's Hashgacha Pratis. You hear what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants you to be here at this point and to hear this and to be made aware of these things. If you are being made aware of this thing, this thing has a kesher. This thing has a kesher to you. Now, you can't, sit down and try and figure out exactly the cause and effect of how the correlation between the tsunami and you, or you know, if there's a flood over here, or if the Midwest is frozen and in a storm or whatever it is, or if the sun shines in Minneapolis or something else so unusual, you know, so that don't you know try and relate that to you. But that's what he says in Metzius. The Taich is also the same thing. It's the other side of the coin. If what you're doing affects a Ruach HaTumah in the other place, let's say if Chas V'Shalom, the person's not Peseder, it affects a Ruach HaTumah in the other place, right? The Taich, what does it mean? If you are hearing about that tragedy, that thing, that means this is something that you, if the Eibishter wants you to hear about that, that's something that's connected to you. That must somehow have done something. Something that you have done must somehow have, not that we could scientifically, you know, correlate it, have something to do with that, then you have to make a cheshbon nefesh al kopanim to be mischazik. Not to be, like, say, the Rebbeinu Shalom's accountants to say it's because of this one particular thing. Everybody always comes and says, we know it's all because big tzetlach. We decided that what happened to Klal Yisrael was because of that. I'm not so sure it's because of this and not something else. But by and Klali, the Eibishter is mourning us. The Eibishter is being ma'iru you in a non-painful way because it's thousands of miles away and it's a tsunami and whatever. He's being ma'iru you that you need some sort of a tikkun, that there's something that you have to do and you have a responsibility. And you have a responsibility. That's a tremendous. That is a tremendous responsibility. That's exactly what it is. Right? A person controls teva. You are not doing something just affecting you. You are doing something which affects the world. Klal Yisrael was given a tremendous kayach by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's given a kayach that al yedei their ma'isim, hein la toiv, hein la mutav. You affect the whole world. You affect the whole world. It's all about Klal Yisrael. The whole world. Anything that's going on is about Klal Yisrael. If there's a Clinton and a Trump, it's also about Klal Yisrael somehow. How? Don't know. But it's all about Klal Yisrael. I could say that if it's a Clinton and a Trump running, it's because of a ruach of tipshus in the world, and it's time for us to be mischazik. And it also is you cannot absolve yourself of the blame. You know, very often even the Kanoim. So even the Kanoim say, like, yeah, it's because, I remember, if they did this, and they did this, and there's a Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi, and the Tziyayinim, and all this stuff, right? And they did this, and they did this all wrong. It's all true. I'm not minimizing one drop of it. But if you were learning like a mensch, they would never be doing that. Because the Ruach of Chofshius, the Ruach of Freikeit, and the Ruach of Kfira wouldn't be in the world. Your responsibility is not the other guy. Your responsibility is to make sure that you are mischazik. If you're mischazik, there's a ruach of kedusha in the world. If there's a ruach of kedusha in the world, again, it's megalgal and schus al yidei zakai and achayv al yidei chayev. They have their din v'cheshmen to make, but that's the point there. That's their din v'cheshmen. You have your din v'cheshmen. You know, your din v'cheshmen isn't for what they did. That's their din v'cheshmen. Your din v'cheshmen is that if they did that, it's because you didn't do something. What did you not do which enabled that to happen? That's your achrayas. And it's a tremendous achrayas, and it's something to be aware of. And if you think about it, it's a whole different way to conduct your life. I think it's best summed up by a few lines in of the Chazon Ish, in the Igros Chazon Ish, Chelek Gimel, Igera Samach Beis. The Chazon Ish writes the following. This is his lashon needs no haysofa whatsoever. Ukeshem she'evarei ha'odom mischalkim lepul, I say him. Just like the evarim of a mensch, each aver has its own tafkid. Ayin roya, oizen shamas, yodai maskonias, right? The eyes, you see with the eyes, hear with the ears, the hands do things. Kein ha'om kuloi hu keguf echad. So also all of Klal Yisrael is keguf echad ve'ishim nifradim boy, with separate people. V'chol ish tzarech lemalei teudosei. And everybody, the chiyuv incumbent upon everybody is lamale to udase, which is a very loaded statement. Your tachlis is to be your tachlis, not to be mekayim the next guy. Right? In other words, you don't have to be the next guy. You don't have to be him. You have to be you. Right? The tachlis of each person has a unique thing. Lamale to udase. Now, we are B'nai Torah, we like to think. So then the next part of his statement applies to us. V'im hayu B'nai Torah amelim b'Torah la'amitosim. If B'nai Torah would be amal b'Torah v'sadarf tzayin the way they're supposed to, hayu matzilim yelodim harbe. They would save a lot of people, a lot of children, v'hanoshim rabim mehirhurei aveira ukfira v'kayoitzeboi b'shefa kodshon. With the Shefa of Kedusha, that B'nai Torah, who would be learning Torah Lamitosa and be Omel Batayra, working in Torah, that they were doing, they would be succeeded. That would be the best way to Matzilim Yelodim Harbe Va'anoshim Rabim Mehirhure Aveira Al Yedei the Shefa of Kedusha Behishtapech Ruach Tahara Ba'ilam. Al Yedei the Ruach Tahara that comes in the entire world, Al Yedei their Torah. Ubisviva is Bal Torah Amiti, and if you really look in the surroundings of Bal Torah Amiti, Hadover Nikar Leinenu Hashpa Meruba Al Anoshim Harbe. You can tell you it's Nikar Hashpa Meruba. Mashekol Hishtadlus Maisis Loitasigena. All the standing on the streets and the Kiruv Lashem Kiruv of not that. Anything that's going to do, it's doing something. It's not minimizing that. But the someone who's Amul Batera and the Amul Batera who Amiti, the Hashpa is greater than anything that the others could possibly is. The Hashpa of the Ruach Kedusha that you bring in the world, that's the ultimate type from the world, and it would be Matan, you love them, Harbe, Vanoshim, Rabbin. So that is that he says the one Amiti, the Batera Amiti, it would, by a nicker, you would see it. Right, the Messiah, the Chazanish, ukmoikein. Even if you don't see it, yesh rishamim al harachaykim. Even on the distant people who don't come into contact with, there's a roishim made on them with the ruach kedusha she'ein ayin roya margeshes b'am ledakusam. That it's so dakus, you can't. The naked eye can't perceive such a thing, can't see such a thing. Right, but there's a ruach kedusha. This all you saw. Anything we said, it's a Chazanish. A person has a chayva, the hashpa of what you do. You learn like a mensch, it makes a ruach of kedusha. You daven like a mensch, it makes a ruach of kedusha. You're lax in that, it makes rachmana l'tzlan fakert. And it doesn't just mean that you've done something bad. You could come lasid lava yachar meyav esrim. So bechin of this kairas beisay meidin. I love the whole world is your house in that sense. You could come later on, and there'll be achar chas v'shalom be teveya somebody who missed the seder in Yerushalayim for the fact that somebody in Paris was machalor. So okay, here's your averas. Your avera is you didn't daven and you did this and you did that and you davened very quickly and you missed part of a seder. And you have a Chil Shabbos in Paris. Well, one second, I was never in Paris. How do I have a Chil Shabbos in Paris? Well, that guy was Michal Shabbos in Paris, because what you did. He couldn't have been. It was brought, his Chil Shabbos was brought to the world by you. That's also your achrayas. It's a tremendous achrayas. It's a tremendous achrayas. That's the limud over here. The limud of the whole world, the Adam is in control of the Teva. Whatever you do, it brings a Ruach Kedusha, and it affects even inanimate objects. It affects the ground. It affects a daimem like the ground. It affects a chai like the behemoth. The sugi in Sanhedrin. It affects everything. That's who you are. It's a tremendous kayach that you have. Right? The limud is whenever you're... There are a lot of limudim in the Torah like that, where you're shown what type of tremendous kayach you have. The limud is to use it, not to abuse it. Shabbat.